The Blind Spot on the best heat in the city.
Uncle T, last year my wife decided to go back to school and I was not 100% on board with it because I felt as though she was only doing it because most of her female colleagues were graduating and getting second or third qualifications. But also my wife is a very social person, so she loves going out, and that was one of my other concerns. So I asked her if she will be able to balance work, home and her social life, and she agreed. So I supported my wife. I helped her pay for her fees, and I would ensure that I take the kids out whenever she needed to study. Results came out in December, and hey, she failed the whole year. I won't lie, I wasn't shocked because my wife didn't make the necessary sacrifices that she needed to do. Now, I told her that she must take this year off and just try to figure out how she will balance everything, but she decided to register, and I told her that unfortunately, I will not be able to assist her financially, as I don't think she fully understands what she's doing. Things have not been good at home ever since. She barely talks to me. However, I refuse to apologize. Am I wrong? What could be my blind spot here?
Kuluman, is there one? What do you say? Let's start with you, Zaza.
No, brothers, I got a blind spot. I think one thing that the wife needs to do, Mela, prioritize good what is important and what is not. I mean, you can't decide what you want to go and study and you don't want to make the sacrifice. So she just needs to decide if she wants to continue studying, not because of the pressure, but because she wants to do it. Mm. Because if the motivation is she wants to do it, then she will do it. So, brothers, who's up? All right, to know I'm not going to support you financially anymore because it doesn't look like you're taking your studies seriously. I mean, it's a lot of money having just to throw it away in she for all the modules. I would not pay even myself for my own studies if I'm not going to be serious about those studies. I get wrong.
Who are on a blind spot for drama and zayas? Who was still alive? Especially if we are born with Bengayans, Arayans, Ngova Isue Kandalak or from the heart. It's just the peer pressure around her. I mean, it's good peer pressure, but if I'll call it. And I was how to advise from a person who's going to pay for these things, then clearly on the link plan, to raise the funds for food. And honestly, Omundi Amaz, my phone, Roming Afundi, I'm watching the piece of Lipage. I don't get on social media. Like, there's no way it was all pass out. I make it was all right.
I think there's no blind spot, my brother. We are like a bazaar. A bazaar, once you fail this money, like they don't pay for your fees anymore. So just stick to your rules, because your wife cannot differentiate between books and social life and work. So she acts like a teenager, you know. So there's no blind spot. Just, you are like a bazaar. Just take off your funds, don't pay. Let her pay for her fees so that she can feel the pain of losing money for nothing.
On today's blind spot, your wife is very lucky, because if she had gotten a bursary from a company, she was going to have to pay back the funds and register for herself from her own pocket. So she must not act like a spoiled brat and feel entitled to wasting money, you know. If she really wants this as bad as she says she wants it, then she will make the necessary adjustments on her finances and she will make it work. Better yet, maybe she must go to her company and get a bursary from there so that if she fails, she can pay them back. It's called adulting.
Is this where they say you need to be cruel to be kind, or is this tough love? Which is, I think, is the same thing. Tough love, and it's sometimes a good thing to do, even for your partner. Right? As you know it, I hate turning the tables unnecessarily, but I'm tempted to do this now. Say it was the husband trying, say, a business idea, and it failed dismally. And she's like, I'm saying again. Would that be fair?
No, man. They always say the birds of the same feathers, they fly together. And at this point, her sister, she cannot fly with her friends. Her friends are on a different level, and she'll only cause herself more heartache and more hurt if she continues to try to reach standards sabangan baake. Obviously, she's doing it just for Naya to be relevant and to be seen as an educated person. Well done, my brother. You've done your best. You've paid for her education, and she failed. Now let her find other ways or other means for her to get financial aid for her to continue studying. We're not, don't do it, brother. You you're not on the wrong, because Nami, I will never pay for someone who's trying to match omunye umuntu, especially who's trying to impress abangani.
Guys, when you're in a relationship, you are there to uplift each other. You are there to become each other's supporters. And sometimes even, what's the word I'm looking for? Police, so to speak. The wife has shown potential of wanting to improve herself. She's lacking on other things like self-discipline. Maybe she's not even like the husband. And this is where I feel he should step in on some, okay, you want to study? Continue to study. You are paying for it yourself now. No, I'm not going to support you. However, the things that I can see that are tripping you up, social life and maybe the kids too much, I've taken care of the kids. I'll still do. And then I'll also be your police when it comes to, hey, set time aside. Let me help you structure your day so as you can make this thing happen. Just to throw your hands and say, I'm no longer supporting you, is not enough. It's not enough. Right? Like anything, leave it better than how you found it. Make her better than how you found her. Right? It's okay. Yes, you've gone about the right way. The blind spot here is you've let go. You've basically thrown your hands in there and said, I ain't again. You can't do that. That's your partner. And without you realizing, you signed up for it, that you are going to make sure that you're there to support her. And she can be the best version of herself with you in life, with you being there in life. And the same you would want to be afforded to you too. So be careful to make a decision now that says, I'm not going to support you. You're going to need support on something. It may not be as big. It may be just a pair of shoes, luxury shoes that you always wanted. And she's like, I ain't get. Because she's returning a favor. You give what you get, eh? All right. Fundo na yoke.
I think, yo, does he have a blind spot though? I think with her, she clearly loves the idea of collecting new qualifications, if I can put it that way, as opposed to actually doing it. So she likes the idea. She's seeing a lot of women or graduating on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
And her colleagues in particular.
Yeah. I think maybe if anything else, before deciding to no longer assist financially, maybe he could have had a strongly worded conversation with her to say, you really need to change your ways, or even find out if she actually appreciates that the reason she failed was because of a very healthy social life.
Mm.
So, yeah, maybe they can have a conversation again. He can't just say, based on the fact that you failed,
I'm saying again,
but rather say, do you appreciate why you failed?
Mm.
And if he finds out that she does, then they can proceed and he pays again.
And how can you do better?
Yeah.
And what help do you need from me?
Shame, he was helping. He said he would look after the children when she was supposedly studying.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing, that he is the balance. I think his blind spot is he doesn't realize that he is the very balance she needs.
Oh, mm-hmm. But he said he was looking after the children, Uncle T.
That could mean anything. It could be, don't disturb mommy, she's studying. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's also helping her control the social side of life. You know what I mean? Don't go out. Not this week. Choose maybe just go out twice a month, not every weekend.
But you know you can gently suggest don't go out as a partner. You can't actually tell him more like an order that...
Not an order. I'm just saying that as a balance, somebody needs to do the tough job of saying no.
Mm.
You're helping. You're being cruel to be kind.
Juliet?
I'm agreeing with both of you. I also feel like he's a bit negative. So you know your wife, I don't know if I can call them flaws or whatever, but he doesn't sound like he's encouraging it, because obviously in the long run, I get it that she's doing it based on other people. I mean, we get encouraged by what other people around us do, which is a good thing.
Peer pressure is a thing, guys.
It's a good thing, yeah? So in the long run, it will be helping the household. I don't see the part where he is saying, I'm actually excited that you're doing this. You know, you can do it. Instead, he's already said, because
I was not
100%, I knew it. He even says, I knew you were not going to make it. So that negativity within doesn't help the whole situation. And also,
you may find her anger comes from there.
You didn't believe in me. You didn't believe in me. And that's the balance you're talking about, that maybe he is her balance.
That's right.
That for him to be there completely. And also studying is very hard as a lover of academia, guys.
Listen. It's not easy. Especially as an adult, it's not an easy thing.
That's what I wanted to say. She's older now. She underestimated how hard it would be and maybe thought, let me groove here a little bit. Gandhi, it's going to show her flames. But let's try again this year. Let him be present and be like, how can I help you achieve this?
Katlego says, the solution to this, put it simple and tell her that you will apologize and compensate her if she passes this year.
You see, this is called healthy relationship. Or even pay half. And she can also pay half. She's working. She said colleagues. Maybe. But help her some way.
We'll take less modules.
No, I'm in full agreement with him. She must pay for her studies, because then the responsibility lies with her.
Yeah.
And then he can come back and say, I know I've hurt you by saying what I've said, and I like what Katlego is saying. Says, I'm going to apologize and compensate you fully.
Iwa. If you pass.
If you pass.
Nancy, Iwa.
And that's encouragement,
that's
isn't it?
That's great encouragement. Please encourage us, guys. The blind spot lady.
Let's wrap up this blind spot.
I don't see any blind spot to go up with you more, because how can Utama, we already started, the next thing you're not studying, Utama, you have studies, they can balance. How can you balance? How can you balance? Which example, you set on going to happy on top of that. And then I think or selfish happy this lady for Anna, I would be happy to school on top of our faith. That's it. Hi, do you handle? No. Guy, all right. If you never continue, hi, battle. Because Cheltamun, I go senior, I go feel like I'm too long. Where I start, the next thing was a ma old time ago. Going to go have a little passava. Planner who jiving her high, Louis, a gay guy, who come on while the exam. How to see next? Who behave a panacan when I'm 16 years? Aye, man. My ladies, sometimes you don't take responsibilities. Aye, man. Are holy.
I think you're also impatient with her when not Alina. Because, you know, to start something as an adult, you need to form a habit. And a habit takes time. Yes, her motivation to do it might be wrong, but it doesn't negate the fact that she wants it. And I think we also need to be patient with people. Eh? Just the same way you're patient with a child that keeps failing, but you keep saying to them, go for it. And then later on, they get it. Why? Maybe because their makeup is their late bloomers. They learn slowly and they finally get it. And those people have stamina. They are long runners. They work harder, the hardest, because they have landed within their trials and tribulations, so to speak. So I feel sometimes as we give comments, we are a little bit impatient with others.
Hi, Uncle T.
Hi.
No, Habi must not pay her gang. Awa, no, he's not being unfair. Who fades, Uncle T? Unless if maybe wasaba, bad. Register afresh, no, Uncle Sikarana.
I disagree. It seems like girl Vena never passed. So you know that you've got a healthy social lifestyle. You know that you need to cut off. I think by the guy saying or giving encouragement is okay, but he mustn't take the blame for her, because this comes back as people don't want to take responsibility for their own actions and expect somebody else to take the responsibility, which is not fair on anybody. She knew that she was trying to study, so therefore she should have put in the effort. After all, the studying is not for her, but it's not for her husband, it's for herself. So therefore she must take responsibility.
All right. Okay, tools to the brother. My brother, you heard it from Katlego. That's a very nice deal to put on the table. My wife, I know you are mad at me. It's fine. I'll apologize and also compensate, meaning I'll take full responsibility for your fees should you pass. I think that's a nice offer to put on, but it doesn't end there. You can't just put that and then walk away. You also need to help partition her time. You know, what I've realized with social beings, you need to find a space to say to them, wait a minute, you need to allocate time for this, for this, for this. It's not just about friends and you having a good time. These other things also need you. And it's your responsibility, unfortunately, for you to show her that. It could be as easy as, okay, before you go out, what time are you leaving? No, we're going out with the girls at 6. Okay. during the day, and I've got laundry and this. Okay, do the laundry and leave the rest to me. But whilst you're leaving the rest to me, partition 2 hours, and you're going to sit there, study. After those 2 hours, get ready, go party. All right? And when you come back, we're back to being couples, because we can be back to being family. Now, that's the balance. That's support. I'm using that as an example. Because that, for me, says, you got my back. Even when she's partying, she's like, I can't overdo it because he's got my back. I need to go relieve him because he's been babysitting from midday after I've done the laundry. So now it's going to be my turn. She can't help but volunteer that too. Just say. Thank you for sharing, though. I hope it helps.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.